This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey State Senator Michael Dougherty, who represents the Garden State's 23rd District, and he's also one of the lead sponsors of new legislation demanding that Congress scale back some of the more intrusive measures recently implemented at airport security stations through the TSA. And Senator Dougherty, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Obviously, in the last few days, a firestorm of controversy from passengers to pilots and between the potential radiation exposure as well as the images and the scanners, not to mention the invasiveness of the pat-downs. What specifically does your legislation say?
Well, we're all very concerned here in New Jersey about the oppressive government screening procedures that are occurring in our airports. And we've asked, we have resolutions in both the State Senate and the State Assembly, and we want to let folks across the country and in New Jersey know that we oppose these new screening procedures. We've asked our federal legislators to please immediately take a look at these TSA screening procedures. They appear to violate constitutional rights, rights to privacy. We're taking naked pictures of men, women, and children, and the very invasive pat-down searches that are occurring. We think there's a lot of constitutional violations, violations of the law that are taking place, and Americans should not be treated like criminals when they want to go to the airport. This needs to stop.
Since the TSA is at the federal level, is there anything that you can unilaterally do at the state level to roll some of this back?
Well, our state Supreme Court has repeatedly said that New Jersey residents have additional rights under the state constitution. So I think there are both federal and state constitutional rights that are being violated. In addition, there's dozens of laws in New Jersey against unauthorized touching, unauthorized sexual touching, particularly for little children. And if you've seen some of the videos, some of the news accounts, little children being terrorized, little girls saying, stop touching me, stop touching me, and these federal agents are touching very private parts on these young children. And in my opinion, this is violating New Jersey law. So I think as elected officials, we have to stand up for our constituents and say enough is enough.
In terms of the pat-downs, because obviously the new full-body scanners are new, but there had been pat-downs before, and obviously these are more intrusive now. Where does the line get drawn between security and privacy in your mind?
I think there's other things that can be done to keep America secure. For example, we have open borders 10 years after September 11th. We still have open borders. We have no idea who's in our country. We can look to other airlines such as El Al that have much less invasive procedures where they're not putting their hand in your private area of your body. Those kind of things can be done. You can question passengers, but the TSA has become very arrogant. I've seen quotations from TSA supervisors stating, when you buy an airline ticket, you give up your rights. That's absolutely untrue. You never give up your rights, both under the Constitution and under the law. So we do not have American citizens consenting to these kind of searches. They have no idea when they show up at the airport, particularly young children, and it absolutely has to stop. So what we're doing is putting a marker in the ground, letting folks know that we strongly oppose this, asking our federal legislators to get on board and immediately investigate what's going on and put a halt to this.
We're talking with New Jersey State Senator Michael Dougherty. And, Senator, as far as what Congress has done here, what message have you gotten back from either of your senators or any congressmen in Washington about how much they're ready to fight on this?
Well, I've placed calls. My district happens to be covered by you, two different U.S. congressmen. I've placed calls to both of them. I'm waiting to hear back. But I am heartened to hear news reports today that the TSA is actually saying, hey, we're not going to grope children under 12, but that's still part of the problem. What about teenagers? What about ladies? What about men who don't want to have their private parts touched by someone they don't know? I think we need to continue the fight. I still think that this issue is building, and as more Americans become aware of the problem, we're going to have a true Americans across the board are going to be pushing back and saying this is revolting, what's going on in America. We're supposed to be about freedom. We're supposed to be about freedom of movement and liberty. And America can't become like an armed camp, like a police state. And we need to say enough is enough right now.
In response to the letter that Janet Napolitano wrote to USA Today, there was a full thread of about 300 comments afterwards, about two of which were in support of the new measures, and the vast majority were opposed. for those who have existing reservations for Thanksgiving or Christmas or any time that's already booked at the time that these went into place, what's your advice for travelers who are very apprehensive about this?
I don't think there's any solutions, any good solutions right now under the current scenario. I mean, I'm going to be traveling. My wife and I are going to be traveling to visit our son in the Army over Thanksgiving, and I do myself have great reservations. I'm probably going to opt for the X-ray naked pictures being taken because I certainly don't want some guy placing his hands on my crotch. So I'd probably go through the X-ray as opposed to having the physical touching. I think people are going to think twice about traveling. It may kill the airline industry. It may kill the travel and vacation industry. Business travel is probably going to go down. I'm already hearing from many people and many colleagues. They're just going to drive as opposed to taking an airline because the hassle is just not worth it.
Obviously, we're in the initial days of these changes being implemented, but do you get the sense that eventually the TSA and Department of Homeland Security will have to back down here, or do you think they'll just try to wait out the storm?
I think that's why we need to keep the pressure on. The more that the American people know what's going on, the more they're going to say, enough is enough, this has to stop. And once again, I'll go back, as a former military man, I would think the first thing to do after September 11th is to get a real control over our borders. Yet here we are almost a decade later, and we have no idea who's in our country. So if the federal government wants to invest their resources in keeping America safe, the best place is let's start having some border security. And let's stop treating every American as if they're a potential terrorist, every American as if they're a criminal, just because they happen to buy an airline ticket and want to visit their family.
Do you get the sense, sir, that your legislation will be voted on pretty quickly here?
Well, I hope so. You know, this is not a left or right issue. I know some of my Democrat friends want to continue to make it a left-right, Democrat-Republican issue. This is about upward to freedom or downward to tyrannical government. And we all, as Americans, irrespective of party, need to stand up and say enough is enough. We're for freedom, we're for liberty, we're for constitutional rights, and we're for protecting our women and children from being groped at the airport by someone that they don't know.
Well, there's certainly a public outcry, but yours is certainly one of the first to actually put that into proposed legislation. Senator, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Same here, sir. Thank you. New Jersey Republican State Senator Michael Dougherty represents the Garden State's 23rd Senate District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.